kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Hindi magandang balita ang hatid ng papasok na Energy Minister na si Chris Bowen para sa mga mamamayang Australiano.
Today we have the Australian Energy Regulator's release of the new default market price. This is bad news for Australians who buy electricity in the markets impacted by today's decision.
Tataas ang presyo na bigay ng Australian Energy Regulator para sa mga residential customer sa pagitan ng 8% hanggang 14% sa New South Wales, mahigit 11% sa Queensland at 7% sa South Australia. Nauna nang nag-anunsyo sa Victoria ng 5% pagtaas. Ito ang naging pahayag ng tagapagsalita ng nasabing regulator.
It's mainly wholesale cost of supply, and the chief driver there, to be honest, is fuel. It's coal and gas, and it's very expensive right now, and it's been getting expensive for a while. And that's, you know, in no small part due to global events, what's happening in Europe, but also demand more generally.
Aabot sa 10% o 550,000 na mga customer ang nagbabayad ng default price na nagsisilbing limitasyon sa mga energy provider. Karamihan ng mga Australiano nasa iba't ibang kumpanya na may mas mababang presyo, ngunit posibleng makakaranas sila ngayon ng malaking pagtaas sa mga susunod na buwan. Nagbabala si Bruce Mountain mula Victoria Energy Policy Center sa mga negosyo at residente na asahan na ang malaking pagtaas ng presyo ngayong taon.
Big customers right now, if they're going in the market, they're seeing a 50% increase. I should not be surprised if over the course of the coming year we see something similar for households. We haven't seen gas prices at their current level in Australia. They're still a bit cheaper than you're paying in Europe, but they are 2 to 3 times the highest that we've ever seen.
Sinisisi ng bagong gobyerno ang patapos na administrasyon sa mga pagtaas na ito. Dagdag ni Ginoong Bowen, mamumuhunan sila sa mga renewable energy.
The lack of energy policy, the lack of investment in new energy, the lack of investment in renewable energy, and the lack of transmission over the last 9 years means that Australians are paying more for electricity than they should be. The Morrison government may have been defeated on Saturday, but its legacy continues, and its legacy is higher power prices.
Ilang pang aspeto ang nagbunsod ng mga pagtaas ng presyo ng wholesale na kuryente at gasolina, gaya ng politika sa rehiyon at pananakop ng Russia sa Ukraine. Dumoble mga presyo sa nakalipas na 12 buwan, at ayon kay Ginoong Mountain, tila magtutuloy pa ito sa buong taon.
I think we could well end up with an electricity and energy price shock that's comparable to the 1973 oil crisis, which is really the biggest energy supply and price shock that we've experienced in Australia. I'm increasingly fearful that we are headed for that. I can't say for sure, but they're in that position in Europe.
Tila lalo pa ito magpapabigat sa araw-araw na pasanin ng mga Australiano sa pagtaas ng mga presyo ng bilihin.
The cost of living has gone up exponentially. Okay, we can blame it on COVID, we can blame it on Ukraine, we can blame it on whatever, but the simple fact of the matter is the cost of living has gone up, but the salaries haven't gone up incrementally.
Well, that's obviously going to eat up into, like, probably, again, as they say, whatever percentage into our wages. So yeah, that just makes it a little bit harder to move again when we're sort of scraping along a bit.
Yes, it's making things difficult. Everything's going up, and each time you open a paper, there's something else increasing.
Ayon kay Justin Oliver ng Australian Energy Regulator, maiging humanap ng magandang alok sa mga energy provider, at kung dumadanas ng pinansyal na problema, mabuting makipag-usap sa mga ito.
Our advice to those consumers who find themselves in difficulty is to make contact with their retailer. Every retailer has to have a hardship policy which sets out how they will support and protect their customers who find themselves in difficulty. And one of our priorities is making sure those policies are effective and making sure that they are working.
Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Sean Wales para sa SBS News. Isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.